My name is Judy Williams. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana, and these are my memories of 9/11. It was the morning of 9/11, and I was listening to NPR, and I heard the story that a small plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, and at the time, of course, they thought it was an accident. And I had an early meeting at 7:30, so I left, and I listened to NPR in the car. But by the time I walked into my meeting, everyone in the meeting had it up on television, and I saw the plane crash, and they were starting to realize it was not an accident. And I also saw that my son's hotel room, my son Kate Herzog, I knew was down there at the World Trade Center, staying in the Millennium Hilton Hotel, and I saw his hotel in the foreground of the crash. And I remember just saying, I can't stay at this meeting. My son is in New York. He's down there. And turning around and walking back to my car and going to my office in downtown Shreveport at the Beard Tower. And when I saw the scene on TV at my office, all my employees had the TV on, all I could see was the Millennium Hilton, knowing that he had a 47th floor suite facing the World Trade Center. And when the second plane hit, it was horrifying because I just knew he was down there. And one of the ways that I soothed myself was to tell myself, my son, it's just like me. I would find a way to take care of myself, so he'll do the same, which is totally irrational, but it seemed to help calm me down. So I simply prayed and held on to the notion that he would be okay. At one point, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and that friend said, you know, nobody in the country knows where the president is. And just as he said that, Air Force One flew by my window, and I remember saying, I do. We didn't hear back from Cade until later that evening when he finally got a call out to his wife to say he was safe, he was okay. He had come down 47 flights of stairs, stood there watching the bodies fall, realized he was still in danger, the World Trade Centers hadn't collapsed yet, and started to walk uptown and stopped when he saw the line outside a ham radio operator's office, and this kind stranger was allowing people 2-minute phone calls or 2-minute ham radio calls to loved ones to say, I'm safe. And that's how Kate got the message to his wife that he was okay. But just knowing that he was safe was enough for me. Later, we would hear his stories and realize what he had seen and that he would be changed forever by that. But that was a really memorable, difficult day for all of us. And those are my memories of 9/11.